This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions, talking again today about the question, how is your attitude? God expects us to feel good about ourselves, and by that I don't mean that we should have an inflated idea of our own importance. But in fact, he said, love others as you love yourself. This is what it says in the scripture. We are to consider ourselves in a wholesome way. I think that's what it means. So if you can't love other people, then it probably is because you can't love yourself. A love where we like ourselves, we have a healthy attitude toward ourselves, and we try to look at positive things. I told you the story yesterday about the native that saw himself in the mirror and smashed the mirror because he couldn't stand seeing himself. And some people are like that. It's our own faulty thinking about ourselves. If you don't have a good attitude towards yourself, someone said your neighbour is in big trouble. Well, that's true. People who don't like themselves, who are down on themselves, can in fact be quite unpleasant people to have around. I think it's important to say three words. I am forgiven. Who is the hardest person for you to forgive? Sometimes it is ourselves. Understand that nothing destroys our own self-esteem more than this rerun in our minds of failures in the past. It can weigh us down. So is there something that you've not forgiven yourself for? Are there past failures that you keep thinking about? I think there are lessons that we can learn. Jesus Christ, we're told in the Bible, died on the cross for us. And he said, look, it's like the psalmist. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. People who feel good about themselves are people who have accepted God's forgiveness. They're confident in who they are. Do you know that it's much easier to believe in God than it is to believe in yourself? And then you wonder why you feel negative about things. If you did a survey asking 100 people if they believe in God, probably 99% would say yes. But then when you ask these same people if they believe in themselves, well, probably most would have difficulty in saying yes. So scores of people have this problem with lack of self-confidence. People think they're inferior, that they're no good. And so if you don't have this self-confidence, you won't like yourself very much. And that could reflect in a negative attitude. So my question this morning is, do you believe in yourself? Stop comparing yourself with others. And that can be a danger, of course. Many times that happens. And we need to understand that God can help us to see. Apostle Paul spent a lot of time with God, and he wrote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we honour God not by trying to be like someone else, but by being who God made us to be, and a person that you can respect. A cartoon showed a young man talking to his priest. He said, look, being a priest must be really hard. I mean, there you are, living for others, setting a very good and exemplary life, having everyone watch what you do. It must set up a lot of pressure. I don't know how you handle it. And the priest said, well, I just stay home a lot. Well, I guess that's one way of coping, isn't it? It's important that you stay true. As Shakespeare, who had the old saying that we use, to thine own self be true. Understand that you can't be dishonest and still feel good about yourself. If you go against what's right, and if you deliberately do what's wrong, then you're not going to feel very good about yourself. And so I'm talking about self-respect. Be someone who reaches beyond. If you feel that life is a negative experience, reach out for somebody else, care for somebody else and their ways. And it was like Paul the Apostle who said, I forget what's behind and I press on towards the win the prize. So keep going. Even if your life today has lost momentum, trust God. God can help you through. Lord, these are lessons we do need to learn. We just give ourselves afresh to you today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.